Your home for today's hits and yesterday's classics. FM 101, AM 1490, WCDO.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lowell.
Welcome back, everybody. Back at the arena for our third and final game of the afternoon. It's the New York State Girls Class C regional round game between the Cooperstown Girls, champions of Section 3, and the Union Springs Wolves, the champions of Section 4. Union Springs comes in undefeated with a record of 22-0. They are the number one team in the state. They've really, I don't want to say they've been unchallenged all year, but they have been a very, very tough team throughout this season. Cooperstown Girls, a Cinderella story for Coach Niles, who is a Unitego grad. 19-5, the record for Cooperstown this year. They started the year 0-3. Everybody was writing them off. Since then, they are now, as we said, 20-5 coming into today's ball game. 19-5, excuse me, winning the Section 3 Class C championship. It's been a Cinderella story here for Cooperstown. Again, that 0-3 start was kind of misleading. I went over and watched them in the Delaware Academy tournament, and they were playing some of the best teams in the state. So they start off 0-3. Since then, they've been able to run the table and do a very nice job, 18-2 ever since. Our good friend Greg Klein, who writes about Cooperstown, used to be a writer for the Daily Star. He's here today writing about them. Make sure you check out his work on Substack. There's some really good work on the Cooperstown girls. Starting lineups here for Cooperstown, a junior number 3, Tori France, a junior number 4, Rory Nealon, a senior number 14, Claire Jensen, a senior number 21, Danny Seaman. She's the one that makes it all go, and a senior number 24, Savannah Kirkby. We'll get you that Union Springs starting lineup here in just a moment as the Wolves will win the opening tip here. And it goes to Kaylee Callett. Takes it right to the rim and scores. And she is the one that makes it all go. A Division I commit to Loyola. And Union Springs is going to come right out with Callett guarding Danny Seaman. Seaman on the right side of the floor. Now back up to the top of the key. Callett will be watching her. With Union Springs leading it 2-0. Here's Rory Nealon. Now going to the top of the key for Nealon here. Steps through. Her little jumper is short and then knocked out of bounds. Looks like it's going to stay here with Cooperstown as they settle in here again in the regional contest. Cooperstown and Union Springs. Again, we'll get you those Wolves starting that Wolves starting lineup in just a moment. Should be a fun matchup here between these two teams today. As 7:20 to go in the first quarter, Union Springs leads 2-0 over Cooperstown. Danny Seaman will look to get it in, and she does to Rory Nealon. Nealon, a pass to the interior. And a jumper from straight away for Tori France is no good. Ball loose on the floor, scooped up here by Union Springs, and they'll come away. A long pass ahead behind the back of the defense. A left-handed layup is up and good for Madison Callett. She's able to put it in. So our starting lineup for Union Springs, the Callett sisters in Madison and Kaylee, as well as Peyton Gilbert, Ella Johnson, and Danielle Waldron. Wolves have the basketball coming off of a screen. They'll look to set it up. Now they go to Callett. On the left side, a three is off the back of the rim. Waldron with a rebound, puts it up, and is fouled. And Danielle Waldron, the senior, will head to the line with 6:40 to go in the first quarter, and Union Springs leading 4-0 over Cooperstown. So Kaylee Callett gets that opening jumper and then finds her sister, Madison Callett, for the first two buckets of the game for Union Springs. Waldron misses her first shot at the line, but the second one is coming here for the Union Springs Wolves, again with a record of 22-0. And her second shot, no good, but a rebound here for Nealon. And an outlet pass to Tori France. And down the floor here for Cooperstown as they try to settle in here at the arena. Back out to Kirkby. Now to Danielle Seaman. A three from straightaway is off the mark and no good. Waldron with a rebound. And an outlet pass down the floor for Union Springs. And here is Kaylee Callett. Setting up the offense. Again, a Division I commit will be headed to Loyola next year. On the right side of the floor. Little crossover move. Pumps her way inside. Got stripped of the basketball. But the ball came loose to Peyton Gilbert, and she was fouled and will head to the line. This Union Springs team has good guard play, but also good bigs on the interior. And with 6:06 to go in the first quarter, this will send Peyton Gilbert to the line. She's been sensational throughout the sectional tournament. Gilbert's first shot at the line is up and good. And a second shot coming here for Peyton Gilbert with 6:05 to go in this first quarter. So Gilbert will settle in at the line, and her shot is good. So Peyton Gilbert, 2 out of 2, and Union Springs leads Cooperstown 6-0 with 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Back across the midcourt timeline for the Hawkeyes, our third game of the day here on WCDO from the Binghamton Arena. Danny Seaman at the right little block has it stripped, and the Wolves will take it away. Left side of the floor, a little breakaway layup is up and good for Madison Kellett. She scores, and she's fouled, and will head to the line. And Union Springs balloons this lead up to 8-0 with 5:50 to go in the first quarter. And this will send Madison Kellett to the line. And her shot at the line is short, but a rebound by Danielle Waldron. Waldron's turnaround shot also off the mark, and a rebound for Cooperstown. Here is Rory Nealon at midcourt. Nealon with a little crossover trying to set things up for Cooperstown on the left wing. Now back out to Danny Seaman with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Cooperstown girls trailing 8-0 to Union Springs. Left side of the floor now for Nealon to Tori France on the right side. France with a little handoff to Nealon. Steps back. Her jumper is good for Rory Nealon. And that should help Cooperstown settle in a little bit with 5:15 to go in the first quarter. Long pass ahead is picked off by Tori France. France down the right side of the floor here for Cooperstown Hawkeyes. Back to Danny Seaman. Seaman at the top of the key now will reverse one for Nealon on the far side as Cooperstown trying to settle in. 4:55 to go in the first. Cooperstown with the basketball. Here for Nealon on the right side. Comes off of a screen. Now we'll go to Claire Jensen. Now to Danny Seaman. Straight away three for Seaman with 5 on the shot clock is no good, and a rebound for Peyton Gilbert. Ahead for Kaylee Kellett. Down the right side, steps through her jumper. No, just missed it from the right low block. Cooperstown scoops up the loose change on the rebound with 4.5 to go in the first. Nealon comes across midcourt and will now go to Claire Jensen on the right side as Coop tries to find a way to get through this Union Springs defense. They're being very patient. They go inside for Danny Seaman on the right low block. She tried to balloon one back out to Tori France. Pass went through her hands and out of bounds. And now Brenna Seaman will come in, Danny's younger sister, and a sophomore sensation, with 4:15 to go in this first quarter. Some special sponsors to recognize include Bassett Healthcare, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Rabideau Gresham Insurance, and JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, all helping us to bring you these games here today. 4:10 to go in the first quarter, and the Union Springs girls lead Cooperstown 8-2. Pass to the interior. A little up and under for Peyton Gilbert. Her shot is no good, and a rebound for Rory Nealon. Coop doing a good job settling in on D now. Back across midcourt here for Cooperstown to the high post. Brenna Seaman lost control of it, but somehow got the pass over to Claire Jensen, and she scores. It looked like Brenna Seaman was going to lose it out of bounds. Instead, is able to pass one over and found a wide open Claire Jensen. Union Springs is going to go to the bench here. Xavier Evner is going to come in at the next whistle with 3.5 to go in this first quarter. Union Springs 8, Cooperstown 4. Jumper from the right elbow is up and good for Union Springs for Ella Johnson. She's able to finish, and the Wolves lead 10-4. Cooperstown across midcourt here with Rory Nealon. Now to Tori France on the left side. Cooperstown holding on to it. Tori France now picks up her dribble in a tough spot, gets control of it back, finds Seaman on the interior off the leg there of Union Springs. Peyton Gilbert out of bounds will stay here with Cooperstown. Lily Kassler also coming in here for Union Springs with 3:05 to go in the first quarter, and Cooperstown will have the ball on the baseline with Danny Seaman. She's still scoreless, but working her way in with several other nice things around, including some good passing, and this one to Brenna Seaman, and she puts it up and in. The thing with Danny, we said it earlier with Madeline Barrows, they can do it all. Kellett takes it to the rim, missed it. Rebound opportunity is also off the mark here, and we got a whistle as Peyton Gilbert tried to come down with it with 2:50 to go in the first. It's Union Springs 10, Cooperstown 6. And this is going to send Peyton Gilbert back to the line for the Wolves. Thanks for joining us here this afternoon. Again, game three of our triple header here from the arena in Binghamton for the state quarterfinals. And the first shot by Gilbert is up and good. And so Union Springs leads Cooperstown 11-6 with 2:50 to go in the first. And Gilbert will settle in. And she missed that one. Rebound here by Ebner. Steps through, puts it up, and missed the shot. Ball out of bounds. Going back to Cooperstown. And Ebner will want that one back. She did everything but finish. 2:45 to go in the first. Union Springs 11, Cooperstown 6. And the Hawkeyes will get it in the backcourt with Danny Seaman. Seaman working her way across midcourt. And she has had Kaylee Callett directly connected to her hip for most here this first quarter. Now they'll dish one off for Megan Niles, who will set it up for Cooperstown. Coop is in the orange uniforms with the black and white trim. Says Cooperstown in black lettering across the front of the chest there. Nealon is going to get fouled on the floor on the left elbow. And so the ball is going to be on the baseline here for the out of bounds. Union Springs is in the home white uniforms with the purple trim. Says Wolves in purple lettering across the front of the uniform there. They'll work one into Danny Seaman, who's had to work hard to get the ball in this first quarter. Union Springs 11, Cooperstown 6. 2:10 to go in the first quarter. Here's Nealon off the screen, steps back, fires a three, left it short. Rebound is scooped up here by Callett, and then a reach-in foul on Danny Seaman. 2:05 to go in this first quarter, and again, Union Springs 11, Cooperstown 6. I know our good friends at ESPN Ithaca are upstairs. They're broadcasting this game as well as the next game, Moravia taking on Dodgeville in the Class C boys quarterfinal game. Also, all these games available on NFHS Network. If you're looking for the video stream of the games today, you can always put them on mute, put us on for the audio. You know, I'm just saying. Just giving you some ideas. As here is Kaylee Callett at the line. She scores. It's the first shot after she was fouled on that reach-in by Danny Seaman, and it's Union Springs 12, Cooperstown 6. And her second shot is too strong. Gilbert with a rebound, and back out here to Callett. No reset. Wolves working the ball around, and we got a double dribble here on Union Springs. Cooperstown will get it back. Some more of our special sponsors today include DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, as well as Butler Auto Sales in Sydney and Shendello Federal Credit Union of Franklin. Cooperstown with the basketball at midcourt. Here is Rory Nealon to the right side of the floor. Nealon, little dribble drive, killer crossover to the interior. Nealon, turnaround shot, forced it, no. Rebound, Peyton Gilbert for Union Springs. With a 1:35 to go in the first quarter, and Union Springs leading 12-6. Callett on the left side, pump fakes, gets into the paint, tries to dish out. Pass was too tough. Out of bounds. She probably should have just shot it right there with 1:28 to go here in the first quarter. Nate Lowe alongside WCDO intern Hannah Bonskowski. She's keeping our stats for us today here courtside from Visions Veterans Memorial Arena in downtown Binghamton, our third game of the day. Cooperstown bringing it down the floor with 1:20 to go in this first quarter. Here is Megan Niles running the point right now for the Hawkeyes as they come off a screen. Ball loose on the floor. Niles has to chase it down. And it looks like we'll have a foul on Union Springs. Yeah, for diving on the floor there. It was on Madison Callett, the freshman. That's going to be her first and the team's second. So Nealon will be doing the inbounding here at midcourt right in front of us. Nealon will look to get it in and does to Brenna Seaman. Seaman to the left side of the floor. As Danny has now checked out and is going to get a little breather here for Cooperstown at the end of this first frame. Coming off of a screen, here's Rory Nealon, steps back, fires a three, just left it a little short with a minute to go in the first quarter. Union Springs back down the floor in transition. The Wolves will take it inside. A left-handed layup won't fall for Danielle Waldron. And a rebound for Cooperstown. Nealon is across midcourt, slipped on the logo there for a second, but collects herself with 40 seconds to go in the first. Pass to the interior is stolen here by Kaylee Callett. Wants to take it down their length of the floor and missed the left-handed layup. A rebound, though, is scooped up by Peyton Gilbert, and she puts it up and in. And Gilbert's got five, and Union Springs leads 14-6. Brenna Seaman with the ball, passes down low, intercepted here. Callett comes away with it, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Union Springs. Peyton Gilbert with 6 rebounds already for the Union Springs Wolves. Of course, Kaylee Cowan, 1,000-point scorer. She joined the 1K club for the Wolves this year, so congratulations to her. And again, a D1 commit to Loyola. 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. Wolves have the ball on the right side. They go to the interior. Peyton Gilbert, oh, just misses the shot. Second chance, also rolls off the back of the rim. Brenna Seaman with a rebound. Union Springs takes it back, though. A three at the buzzer. Oh, rims out. Madison Callett stole that back from Claire Jensen, fired a three, but it wouldn't go. First quarter in the books. Union Springs girls 14, Cooperstown 6. We'll be back on CDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on 2 lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, start of the second quarter, Union Springs 14, Cooperstown 6, here in the Class C regional game from the Binghamton Arena. Winner of this will go to the Final Four. Danny Seaman tries a three from the left side. It won't go. And a rebound for Danielle Waldron, and the Wolves have it with a 14-6 lead. Winner will go to the Final Four, which will be played at Hudson Valley Community College in Albany, or in Troy, I should say, technically. That'll be next Saturday, and then the final would be on Sunday. A straightaway three for Danielle Waldron. She got it. And Union Springs leads 17-6 with 7:20 to go in the second quarter. Jensen comes across midcourt and to the right side for Brenna Seaman. Passing to the interior for Danny Seaman, and she scores. Nice up off the glass. Kiss there for Danny Seaman. Makes it 17-8 with 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. Then Union Springs throws it away. And Coop's going to get this one back. So again, 17-8 our score with 7:05 to go in the second quarter. Live from the arena in Binghamton. So Cooperstown will have the ball on the baseline. Looking to work it in. Union Springs showing some full court pressure. Danny Seaman now in the backcourt will dish one off for Rory Nealon. Nealon across midcourt, little stutter step, takes the drive inside, and we got a block on Union Springs here. Sacrificing the body was Ella Johnson. But Nealon now will have the ball on the baseline for the inbounding. Team foul situations, they reset here in the second, so the first on Union Springs, none on Cooperstown so far. Nealon will loft one up to Megan Niles straight away. As Coop is in the orange with the black and white trim here today. Here's Niles on a baseline drive. Missed the shot. Rebound for the Wolves, who are in the white with the purple trim. Callett will pass one ahead. A three ball for the Union Springs. Wolves is up and good for Ella Johnson from the right side. And a timeout is taken by Cooperstown. Union Springs 20, Cooperstown 8. 6:40 to go here in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lowe. And we'll be back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Out of the timeout, a really nice play there by Cooperstown. A long pass ahead to Claire Jensen, and she was able to finish a layup to make it 20-10. Union Springs trying to answer. They miss a shot here with Ella Johnson and a rebound for Danny Seaman. Danny ahead for Brenna. Her jumper is good. Brenna Seaman dialing it up there and putting it down. And she has 4 points. And Coop cuts this back to an 8-point game, 20-12, with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Union Springs with the ball. They'll get into the high post. Now for Waldron. Steps back. Jumper for Danielle Waldron is good. Huge shot there for Waldron. She has 6 points on 2 threes, and she can step out and show that range. Union Springs 23, Cooperstown 12, with 5:45 to go in the second quarter. Brenna Seaman on the baseline, works one back out. Danny Seaman steps into the paint and is fouled by Callett in the paint. And Danny will get a chance to go to the line here to shoot two for Cooperstown. That's her first and the team's second, again with 5:40 to go in the second quarter. Mike Niles, Cooperstown coach, again earning his 300th career victory as a coach earlier this season. Really, as I said during our Butler Auto pregame show, not many people gave Cooperstown a chance to be back in the state tournament this year, but here they are as Danny Seaman gets the first shot to go. Coach Niles doing a masterful job with this group. As Danny goes 2 out of 2 at the line, puts it up and in. She's got 4 points. And it's Union Springs 23, Cooperstown 14 with 5:40 to go in the second quarter. Coach Niles, of course, a Unitego grad, spent some time coaching for the Spartans, but then has spent a majority of his career up in Cooperstown and has that state title. He's been to the Final Four several times. A nice job for Coach Niles and his team. Here is Callett taking it to the rim, and Kaylee is fouled and will head to the line here. Shot down that right wing side and then took it to the interior and was fouled. Danny Seaman's going to check back in. Savannah Kirkby to the bench with 5:25 to go in the second quarter. Union Springs 23, Cooperstown 14. Callett to the line. Her shot will not go. Second one coming. I want to thank all our special sponsors today, including Bartles Pharmacy in Oxford, as that second shot rattles out. Waldron with a rebound. No, Callett rips it down, misses a layup. Third chance for Peyton Gilbert won't go, and this time, Brenna Seaman will grab that rebound. Also, Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart and Canal Street Hardware of Oxford. Nealon forces a jumper from the right side. It draws air and a rebound for the Wolves. Back down the floor on the left side for the Wolves, taken away here by Cooperstown. Fresh into the game, she'll pick up a steal. That's Olivia Murdoch. Murdoch to the left side, dishing one off now for Danny Seaman. Holding on to it, a pass to the interior for Murdoch. Threw her hands out of bounds and going back to Union Springs. The Wolves up 23-14 with 4:50 to go in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lull, glad to have you along, live from the Binghamton Arena. Earlier today, Oxford girls punching their ticket to the Final Four with a 70-44 victory over Smithtown Christian. SK Boys falling to a very good Chapel Field team, 68-58, so the SK Boys are done for the season. Great game there in that second game. Callett with the jumper, no. Peyton Gilbert a rebound, ripped it down, lost it, out of bounds, and going back here to Cooperstown. Peyton Gilbert with 10 rebounds in the first half so far here for the Union Springs Wolves. Cooperstown will look to get it in, and they do, to Tori France, who's back in the ballgame. France tries to split a double team, goes to Nealon, who saves it from going out of bounds, but it went right to Danielle Waldron. Waldron at midcourt. They'll slow it down and go to Kaylee Callett. With 4:20 to go in the second quarter, Union Springs leading 23-14. Callett to the left side, holding on to it. Little pump fake, now dribbles back to the right side, through the hands. On that far side of Lily Kassler, then she held on to it, fired up a shot, but missed it. Rebound for Cooperstown. Coop hanging tough on the glass against this bigger Wolves team. Just trying to find a little bit of flow on offense as Rory Nealon misses a three from the right side. She tried to pull up in transition, missed it, and it rolled out of bounds and went back to Union Springs with 3:55 to go in the second quarter. Union Springs leading 23-14. Wolves have the ball. They'll look to bring it across midcourt. Here is Callett with a one-hand shovel pass back into the corner now for Lily Kassler. inside Peyton Gilbert with a hard move. Missed it. Waldron says, I got you. Picks up that rebound and puts it up and in. Waldron now with 8 points. And it's Union Springs 25, Cooperstown 14. Coop with the ball at midcourt. Again, they're in the orange with the black and white trim. Going right to left. Here's Brenna Seaman into the paint. Header pocket pick. Ball loose. Waldron comes away with it. We got a jump ball. And the possession arrow is going to give it back to the Wolves with 3:23 to go here, second quarter. Danny Seaman's going to check back in here for Cooperstown. She's got 4 points. 3:20 to go here before our halftime break, which will be brought to you by Mirabito Energy Products. Wolves with the basketball. They go to Callett on the left side. Pulls one down, goes to Danielle Waldron. Steps back for a three. Waldron, another one. Danielle Waldron now with 11 points on three threes and a two. She's been fantastic. It's 28-14 with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. And all of those have been really good-looking shots. Cooperstown to the left side. They go to the interior looking for Danny Seaman. Missed the shot and a rebound for Peyton Gilbert. Shovels it ahead here for Kaylee Callett. Wants to take it to the rim and was partially blocked there by Rory Nealon. Back down the floor for Cooperstown. For Danny Seaman, steps in for a long two and hits it. Danny Seaman now with 6 points. Makes it 28-16 with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Callett's going to come across midcourt here for the Wolves. Looking to set it up as they're in the white with the purple trim going right to left. Straight away here for Union Springs. A little take to the interior for Ella Johnson. Won't go. Ball loose on the floor. Both teams scrambling for it here. We got a jump ball. It's going to give it back to Cooperstown with 2:13 to go. Some more special sponsors today include DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, Bartles Pharmacy in Oxford, Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin, as well as Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Brenna Seaman takes off, tries to go up for a right-handed layup and couldn't quite put it home. Union Springs knocked that ball out of bounds, so it's going to stay with Cooperstown with 2:10 to go here in this second quarter. Coop will work it in. They go to Danny Seaman. She almost lost the handle on it. Now Seaman will pull it down to the high post. Looking for options here. They go to the left side now for Tori France. Brenna Seaman on the baseline. Little up and under. She got stuck in a tough angle behind the hoop, and it went out of bounds, and it's going to go back to the Wolves with 1:53 to go in this second quarter. Union Springs 28, Cooperstown 16. Wolves will have it and walk it down the floor here with Kaylee Callett. She comes across midcourt. Wolves in control. Callett with only 3 points here in the first half, but this has been the story for Union Springs all year. They've been a team that can just wear you down because they are so deep. Pass to the interior, poked out of bounds by Brenna Seaman. It'll stay with the Wolves. Into the right wing corner now for Danielle Waldron, who's been hot from the outside here for Union Springs. Waldron with a baseline drive. No, they're going to say she pushed off. Yeah, they're going to say it was an offensive foul there on Waldron. And so Cooperstown's going to get it back. That's the first on Waldron and the team's third. Cooperstown will look to get it in. A long pass there from Danny Seaman. They break the press again. Brenna Seaman will work one back out. A jumper here is off the mark and no good. Danny was showing off that softball arm that she has there. And now Coop will get another steal as Union Springs was trying to come back in transition. And then a blocking foul here on Xavia Evner. Boy, this has been back and forth here the last minute or two. Up and down, both teams losing control of the ball, and now Union Springs wants to take a timeout. Andy Callett will want to talk things over. 1:18 to go in the second quarter. It's Union Springs 28, Cooperstown 16. We'll be back on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Beware the Ides of March.
But you don't have to worry at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge. They're celebrating all March long. Reuben's will be on the menu for the entire month, and every Saturday night will feature a pasta special. Every bun on the menu can be replaced with a fresh bagel from Everything Bagelry. Jerry's Inn is open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Sunday and is a great place for family dining. Come enjoy Jerry's iconic hometown atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. Jerry's Inn is celebrating St. Patrick's Day, March 17th and 18th, with a corned beef dinner special both days. And remember, Reubens are served all March long.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Kaylee Callett is able to score on a right-handed layup. She's got 5 points, and Union Springs leads 30-16. 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. Danny Seaman with a fall-away little baby hook here on the other end. No good. Wolves with a rebound. They're looking to push. Ahead now for Ella Johnson, and she scores. Johnson on the breakaway. And it's 32-16 with 30 seconds left before our halftime break. Cooperstown trying some different combinations out on the floor as now Hannah Craig is into the game. Back up to Tori France to the high post for Danny Seaman. Seaman with a straightaway three is good. Danny Seaman now with 9 points. And it's 32-19, 10 seconds left. Here's Kaylee Callett to the left side. Steps through. Callett hits the ground hard and is, oh no, it's a jump ball. Is going to keep it with the Wolves with 6 seconds left. There's a lot of contact there. She went sprawling to the floor but appears to be okay. Can Union Springs get this shot off? Into the corner now. They'll work one back up. Down to 3 seconds. Callett's going to have to shoot at the buzzer. No, in and out. Halftime score. Cooperstown girls trailing Union Springs 32-19 in the New York State quarterfinals. The winner of this game will go on to the New York State Class C Final Four next Saturday. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back with our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. In case you're just tuning in, Oxford girls won earlier, 70-44 over Smithtown Christian, and the SK boys fall 68-58 to a very good Chapel Field team. And our halftime score here is Cooperstown trailing Union Springs 32-19 in the Class C girls quarterfinals. We'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers.
Visit us online at wasterecovery.com or call 563-2616. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. It's time for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report here. Morabito has been serving the community and keeping your family warm since 1927. At Morabito, our people make energy different. Halftime score, Union Springs 32, Cooperstown 19. Union Springs, the number one team in the state in Class C with a record of 22-0, showing why here in the first half. Cooperstown, you got to give them a lot of credit. They've been fighting hard here, but Union Springs, very big, very deep, very balanced. Scoring in the first half, Danielle Waldron with 11 points to lead Union Springs. She hit three threes, which really helped open things up. Seven for Ella Johnson, five apiece for Kaylee Callett and for Peyton Gilbert, four for Madison Callett. On the other side for Cooperstown, a team high nine for Danny Seaman, four apiece for Claire Jensen and Brenna Seaman. Two for Rory Neeland. And, you know, seeing a great player like Kaylee Callett have to guard a great player like Danny Seaman, that's been a lot of fun to watch here this afternoon. Those two go toe-to-toe. But this Union Springs team, deep, balanced, tough for anybody to keep up with it. I think Cooperstown has been doing a good job, and I love their game plan so far. Just haven't been able to get some shots to fall, and it's been pretty even, and then all of a sudden Union Springs will go on a 5-0 run, And that's really been the difference to help them balloon this one up. I'm going to take a look at some of the other stats here in the first half. Thanks to our WCDO intern, Hannah Bonskowski. 11 rebounds for Peyton Gilbert in the first half. She's been tremendous for Union Springs. 6 rebounds for Danielle Waldron. Kaylee Callett with 4 assists and 2 rebounds for the Wolves. On the other side, Rory Nealon with 4 rebounds, 3 for Claire Jensen, and then 3 assists for Tori France. So Cooperstown trying to hold their own against the number one team in the state. Union Springs girls leading 32-19 here at the break, and it's our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. So far, the only team left in the WCDO coverage area that will be making it to the state Final Four will be the Oxford girls, and they're set to play next Saturday morning, I believe it's 10:45, in the state Final Four. That matchup to be determined. We should know all that by probably later tonight, and we'll be able to pass that along to you this week on WCDO, as I'm sure we'll plan to go up and do that game from Hudson Valley next Saturday. And if they win, the championship game would be on Sunday. And believe it or not, folks, that would be the end of the 2023 high school basketball season. It's always the longest season of the year. And, you know, somewhere around February, mid-February, you're thinking, boy, this thing is still going. It's taking forever. And then you blink and you feel like you're at the state tournament and then it's all over. So that's just the way basketball is. It's a long 4 or 5 months and then all of a sudden you blink and it's done. All right, so Morabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll take another break. Union Springs 32, Cooperstown 19. Thanks for joining us today, not only on WCDOsports.com, but on 92.3 in Norwich and 100.9 out of Sydney here on WCDO Sports. Stay tuned.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. For over 40 years, RC has provided fast, friendly towing and wrecker service. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there, but best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. Keep that number handy in your phone or glove box. 563-9299.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And with the arrival of spring, Barnard's has what you need for your lawn and garden, including vegetable and flower seeds, plant markers and starter kits, garden tools, rakes, hoses, grass seed, potting soil, weed blocker, and much more. The paint room is stocked with quality Valspar paints and exterior cabinet stains. Barnard's sells nails and screws by the pound, and they feature locally made Windy Acres maple syrup, maple mustard, and maple barbecue sauce, too. This spring, visit Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
And fishermen, Barnard's has fishing poles, line, lures, hooks, sinkers, tackle boxes, and more.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Experience financial freedom. Consolidate your debt into one low monthly payment with SFCU.
We have consolidation loan rates as low as 8.74% APR.
Now is the best time to consolidate your personal loans from other financial institutions and higher rate credit cards into one low monthly payment.
With fewer bills to pay, juggling debt becomes easier and saves you money.
So become financially free with a consolidation loan from SFCU. Rates as low as 8.74% APR.
Apply online at sfcuonline.org or visit one of our 10 convenient locations.
Federally insured by NCUA. Approval based on creditworthiness. SFCU. Banking easier.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Start of the third quarter here from the arena in Binghamton. It's Union Springs 32 and Cooperstown 19 in the New York State Class C regional round for girls hoops. Union Springs, the number one team in the state. And now we got a traveling violation on Cooperstown to start the third quarter. Coop is in the orange uniforms with the black and the white trims. There's Cooperstown and black lettering across the front of the uniform. Union Springs is in the home whites with the purple trim. It says Wolves in purple lettering across the front of the uniform there. Kellett, a pass to the interior. Shot there is blocked. Second chance here for the Wolves. No, good defense by Savannah Kirkby, as well as Danny Seaman for Cooperstown. And Kirkby, good job running the floor. Misses a right-handed layup. Back the other way for the Wolves. Quickly in transition, Kaylee Kellett trying to feed a long pass ahead there, looking for Madison Kellett through her hands and out of bounds. So it's going back to Cooperstown. No score yet here in this third quarter. Still a 32-19 lead for Union Springs. Danny Seaman tries that long home run pass ahead. Goes for Claire Jensen. Jensen is stripped by Danielle Waldron out of bounds. It's going to go back to Cooperstown. Danny Seaman, a potential Division I softball-type talent, still uncommitted, looking at several different options, I know, including maybe playing basketball and softball in college, which would probably bring her down to, you know, maybe playing at the Division III level somewhere. Some schools are very interested. We'll see how it ends up for Danny. She'll be making a decision over the next couple of weeks, I'm sure. Wolves with the basketball, going left to right. A pass to the interior, floating shot for Ella Johnson. No, but it went right there to Jennifer Dahm, and she was fouled on the right low block. Dahm, the tall and talented freshman, will step to the line here for Union Springs with 6:45 to go here in this third quarter. So Dahm will settle in, and her first shot is off the front of the rim and no good. So we're still looking for our first basket of the second half here. Thanks for also listening tonight here on WCDOsports.com. That's brought to you by SFCU. Dahm misses the second shot, and on the rebound, somehow out of a dog pile, comes Rory Nealon back down the floor. Nealon to the right side. We'll work one out to Kirkby through her legs and scooped up here by Dahm. Dahm in transition wants to take it in, misses the layup. Kellett was there for a rebound for Union Springs. Kellett to the left side, punching her way to the interior. A floater off the glass is good for Kaylee Kellett. And she just did that one on pure strength. If you've watched her before, she's one of the strongest players you're going to find on a New York State high school girls' floor in terms of just being as physical and as tough as you need to be. Oh, and a jumper here by Danny Seaman is up and good on a baby hook, and Kaylee Kellett picks up the foul. A nice spin move there by Danny Seaman, and she's able to finish. And it's 34-21 as Seaman will head to the line with 6:08 to go in the third. Danny settles in, trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. It won't go. And a rebound for Union Springs back in transition. Here's Ella Johnson, who had a great first half, tries to go coast-to-coast, missed it. And a rebound here for Danny Seaman. Ahead now for her sister, Brenna. Brenna stops at the left low block, picks up her dribble in a tough spot, and then it has ripped away by the Wolves with 5:45 to go. And Kellett will walk it back down the floor here for Union Springs. Directing traffic here at the top of the key. Kellett with a chest pass to the far side. Goes to her sister Madison and now back to Kaylee Kellett. Takes it to the interior and we got a jump ball. It's going to keep it with Union Springs with 5.5 to go in the third. I want to thank all our sponsors today, including Bartles Pharmacy in Oxford, as well as UHS Shenango Memorial Hospital of Norwich and UHS Delaware Valley Hospital in Walton. Wolves with the ball on the baseline. They get it into Danielle Waldron. Coop is tripped up on defense, and Waldron makes them pay. 14 for Danielle Waldron, her fourth three, and then a steal by the Wolves. The pass to the interior for Ella Johnson, but she stepped out of bounds. Oh, no, a timeout was taken by Union Springs. Good save there by Coach Andy Kellett. So we'll get a chance to step away. With 5:18 to go in the third, Union Springs 37, Coop 21. We'll be back on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Wolves with the basketball out of the timeout. Almost a steal here by Danny Stevens. She got her fingertips on it. And then it's ripped back over by the Wolves. And we're going to have a jump ball, which will give it back to Coop with 5 minutes to go in the third. If what I was reading on Twitter is correct, the Newark Valley girls, who won Section 4 in Class B, fell to Cortland today, the Section 3 champion. And so Newark Valley won't advance to the Final Four this year. Timeout taken by Cooperstown. We'll step away. Union Springs 37, Coop 21. See you in a few on CDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists. Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
5:03 to go in the third. Cooperstown will get it in the backcourt. They trail Union Spring 37-21 here in the Class C girls regional round in Binghamton. A steal now by Callett at midcourt. And Kaylee will take it in. Misses the right-handed layup. But Union Springs will pull one back out here. Left side of the floor for Madison Callett to Danielle Waldron to the top of the key now for Ella Johnson. Little baseline drive here for Johnson. Pull one back out to Kaylee Callett. She's able to reset here with 4.5 to go here in this third quarter. Union Springs 37, Coop 21. Callett off of the drive, missed it, but right there to scoop it up was Jennifer Dahm. Puts it up off the glass and scores to make it 39-21 with 4:15 to go in the third. And I'm just so impressed with how deep this Union Springs team is. Rory Nealon tries to take it to the rim and just misses here for Cooperstown. Now look to pull it back out. Coop will be inbounding to the right side of the basket underneath with 4:10 to go. Coop will work it into Torrey France and out of Savannah Kirkby straight away. Kirkby will work one back out to Nealon as Cooperstown trying to set it up on offense here. Danny Seaman with a pass down low. Danielle Waldron says no and knocks it away. And now we're going to have a jump ball with 3:55 to go here in the third. Several businesses have stepped up to be our special sponsors here today for these three games that we brought you from the Binghamton Arena, including the Behe Funeral Home in Oxford, Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Oxford and Sydney, and Favors Home and Kitchens in Oxford. A pull-up jumper here is off the back of the rim for Union Springs and then ripped away by Rory Nealon. Nealon went into the land of the trees to get that rebound. Nealon down the right side of the floor for Danny Seaman. NBA range three. It's a line drive too far. Nealon with a rebound. Puts it up. Died on the front of the rim. And then Waldron hustling for a rebound with piling out of bounds with 3.5 to go in the third. We'll hope that she's okay. She's slow to get up. Union Springs 39, Coop 21, and Waldron slow to get up here. Kaylee Callett on the floor helping her out, so we're going to take an injury timeout here. With, again, the Wolves leading 39-21. We'll be back on WCDO.
Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals of Hobart is a proud supporter of high school basketball on WCDO. Mallinckrodt wishes great success to our local teams in the Tri-County area. We also offer numerous full and part-time employment opportunities for Tri-County area residents and beyond. To learn more, visit Mallinckrodt.com. Mallinckrodt cheers on our local teams and local athletes in all sports and is happy to sponsor live basketball game coverage on WCDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
3.5 to go here in this third quarter. Union Springs 39, Cooperstown 21. Scary moment there, but Danielle Waldron did get up, walk off under her own power. Appears to be fine. I think maybe she just got the wind knocked out of her and needed a minute there to relax. She's back over talking to one of the trainers here at the Visions Veterans Memorial Arena. Todd Sauls, the Union Springs athletic director, is over there helping out as well. I know Coach Sauls because he was my JV basketball coach at GMU back in the day. So it's nice to see him from time to time. He was over there talking with Dean Veenhoff, longtime GMU coach and athletic director. So the GMU ties, Hannah B., they run deep, as I have my GMU intern here with me today as well. 3.5 to go in the third. Union Springs leading 39-21. And we still have not restarted this game as the official is over talking, making sure Danielle Waldron is okay. And she did, we think maybe she hit her head here. So, you know, we'll have to see what happens. They do take these things very seriously these days with concussion protocol. So we're going to take another 30-second break here to see what happens with Waldron, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Out of the injury timeout, a quick bucket from Rory Nealon for Cooperstown cuts this lead to 39-23. Union Springs girls on top here in the state quarterfinals. Kaylee Callett accelerates, got off a spin move off of Seaman and scored. 9 now for Kaylee Callett. Makes this lead 41-23 with 2:45 left. Pass to the interior for Seaman. Her shot won't go. And then a foul on Cooperstown underneath. We had that little extra injury delay. The referee went over, wanted to seem to check on Danielle Waldron. I think they were checking her with the trainer about maybe some concussion protocol. The referee actually went over there, had a long talk with them. That's why we took that extra break. I believe they've cleared her. She's back on the bench, and we'll see if she goes back in today or not with this Union Springs lead at the moment. But hope that she's okay. She's had a tremendous game here today. A three from the left side for Ella Johnson is up and good. And it's 44-23 as Ella Johnson was able to hit that home. 2:15 to go in the third. Rory Nealon with the basketball. Now we'll leave it for Danny Seaman. A little spin move. Seaman into the paint. A little up and under. No, Seaman got knocked down there, but Union Springs is going to take it away. And it's not often you see somebody with enough power to knock over Danny Seaman. Kaylee Callett loses the ball. And now back the other way to a wide-open Danny Seaman, who scores. Seaman, who had gotten knocked down and was behind the play, was able to pop up, grab that ball, and have a wide-open layup. 13 for Danny Seaman, making it 44-25. Pull-up jumper here for Union Springs. Won't go for Xavier Ebner, and a rebound for the Hawkeyes. They won't quit. Peyton Gilbert has also been out for much of this third quarter. She seems to be warming up over on the far side now as they hope to put her back in. Brenna Seaman with a jumper. from the left elbow, and she's able to put that home. Brenna Seaman now with 6 points. And it's Union Springs 44, Cooperstown 27. Wolves with the basketball. They'll float one off. And into the interior from Madison Callant here. Her shot too strong. Rebound scooped up by Cooperstown. And back down the floor they come with Rory Nealon. Nealon to the interior. Her jumper is good for Rory Nealon. She's got six, and it's 44-29. 50 seconds to go in the third. Wolves with the basketball, and they'll get across midcourt to the left side as Union Springs goes left to right. Taking their time here. 15 on the shot clock, 40 on the game clock. Ella Johnson with a drive. Back out for Kaylee Callett. Steps in for a three, hit the rim two, three times, and then bounces down. Callett now with 12 points for Union Springs. And it's 47-29 for the Wolves. Hawkeyes trying to answer with Danny Seaman. In transition, her shot was just a little too strong, rolled off the front of the rim. And here is Callett in transition. Stops, pops in the paint, and scores again. 14 for Kaylee Callett now. She's starting to take over. And then a foul on Union Springs on Madison Callett as Cooperstown tried to inbound the ball with 9 seconds left. Our score, Union Springs 49, Cooperstown 29. Union Springs continuing to go to the bench here. Lily Kassler will step back in. And Cooperstown will have it on the baseline. Hawkeyes will get it in. Danny Seaman in the backcourt will come across the midcourt timeline. Seaman with a long two at the buzzer. No, and that'll do it for the third quarter. Union Springs 49, Cooperstown 29. 1 quarter left here in the New York State quarterfinals for Class C girls from the Binghamton Arena. I'm Nate Lull. And we'll see you in about 60 seconds on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with a flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
A good take here by Danny Seaman to start the fourth quarter, and she scores on the right baseline for Cooperstown. She's got 15 points, and Union Springs leads 49-31 over Cooperstown here in the state quarterfinal, live from the Binghamton Arena, our third game of the day here at Vision Veterans Memorial Arena. Wolves have the basketball. Union Springs, the number one team in the state, and a foul on Brenna Seaman of Cooperstown. Union Springs 22-0 coming into today's game. They defeated Moravia 52-32 in the Section 4 championship. Cooperstown won Section 3, going through a gauntlet of a bracket and winning last Saturday up in Syracuse at OCC against Weedsport. 64-59. That was a really good game. Cooperstown back down the floor here with Rory Nealon. A pass to the interior for Brenna Seaman. Stops and pops at the foul line and scores. Brenna Seaman now with 8 points. Makes it 49-33. And Cooperstown hanging around here, trying to play tough as the Section 3 champ. A lot of success, a lot of history for this Cooperstown team. Step back jumper for Ella Johnson. No rebound here for Coop. And some big minutes off the bench today from Olivia Murdoch. Now to Danny Seaman across midcourt. Seaman to the right side. Gets that screen from her, passes to the interior for Brenna Seaman, and she's fouled. Danny finds Brenna, and she'll head to the line for two with 6:37 to go in the fourth quarter. I know Hannah, my WCDO intern, will appreciate this. I know that at some point in sectionals, Coop and Cherry Valley got together and had a scrimmage. I would love to know how that scrimmage went. Oh, she's going to find out. All right. See, this is why you pay her the big bucks here to be the intern. Brenna gets the first one at the line. She's got 9 points. I think Cooperstown really went out, did their homework, wanted to see what it was like playing against a team with a lot of size like Union Springs has. Rebound for Danny Seaman, and she scores. Brenna missed the second foul shot. She made the first, missed the second. Danny got the rebound, put it up and in. It's 49-36. Coop is not going to go quietly here with 6:25 to go, and a timeout taken by Union Springs. Andy Callett wants to talk it over. Nice little run here by the Hawkeyes. Again, with 6:25 to go, Union Springs 49, Coop 36, and we'll be back on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. 6:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Union Springs girls leading Cooperstown 49-36. Hawkeyes are making a little run, though. Another missed shot here by Union Springs. And back down the floor for Rory Nealon. She did a good job to grab that rebound. Nealon on the right side of the floor. Wow, 10 rebounds for Rory Nealon. She passes inside to Danny Seaman, who scores. And Seaman has 19. Wow, and it's a 49-38 ball game. Coop is finding their way back. And Kaylee Callett will not be denied. Scores there, and she's got 16 to make it 51-38. Danielle Waldron coming back into the ballgame now for the Wolves, as well as Jennifer Dahm. We haven't seen Peyton Gilbert in the second half. She's been kind of warming up over on the side behind the Union Springs bench, doing a lot of stretching. I'm not sure. I didn't notice that she got hurt in the first half, but Union Springs has been doing this without some of their normal starters. Danny Seaman with a turnaround shot. Was a little too strong, too much mustard on it. Waldron with a rebound. She went down hard in the third quarter. We got cleared to come back in. And the Wolves lead 51-38. Straight away three here for Callett. Knocked out of bounds. Hannah B's already got an answer. It sounds like when a Cooperstown and a CVS scrimmaged, probably pretty close. They didn't keep score. Maybe Coop by a few. I would have loved to have seen that. That would have been a lot of fun. Good research there. Callett to the left side, wants a three. It's too strong. Rebound for Brenna Seaman. Coop is keeping the door open a little bit here, folks. Was coming up on 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. They trail 51-38. It would still be a miraculous comeback, but they've really chipped away. Nealon with a pass down low. Murdoch's shot won't go. Body's flying. Nealon somehow comes away with it. Her jumper in the right corner won't go down. And Callett a shot out of a cannon. I mean, Union Springs was up by as many as 20. And Coop's chipped it right back down to hang out in that 10 range for quite a while. Callett to the left side. Stops. Works one back out. Waldron straight away. Three too strong. Dahm with a rebound. Wants to put it up. Gets tied up. And it's going to be a jump ball. The arrow's going to go back to Coop. That's the thing about this Union Springs team. Much like we talked about earlier today with Oxford, if you can go to the bench as much as you can, it really does help. A long pass ahead for Danny Seaman, who scores. Count the bucket, and she's going to the line. Danny Seaman now with 21 points, and she's going to head to the charity stripe. And Coach Andy Callett wants to talk with Kaylee Callett here and say, how can this keep happening? Danny Seaman could cut it down to 10 here if she hits this foul shot for Coop. And, oh, it died on the front of the rim, and Dom with a rebound and then had it knocked away by Brenna Seaman out of bounds. And it will go to the Wolves. Coach Callett wanting to put a stamp on this game with 4.5 left. And Union Springs up 51-40. Wolves across midcourt with Kaylee Callett. Callett to the right side of the floor with a bounce pass, but knocked out of bounds there by Megan Niles. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our post-game awards brought to you by NBT Bank, Rabideau Gresham Insurance, as well as ACCO Brands of Sydney, all great sponsors here of our WCDO sports coverage. Wolves with the basketball. Kaylee Callett into the paint. Dishing one off for Jennifer Dom. Her jumper, no. Rebound, loose on the floor. Danny Seaman comes away with it. A long pass ahead here for Megan Niles. In transition, hits the left-handed layup. Megan Niles for two, and it's 51-42 with 4 minutes to go. Cooperstown showing a lot of moxie here to get back in this ballgame, and the Coop fans and the orange and black are starting to come alive here. Wolves with the basketball. Callett wants to take it to the rim and scores. Kaylee Callett now with 18, just putting the Wolves on her back, saying, let's go. We got to get to the Final Four. And it's 53-42 with 3:35 left. Coop with the ball. Danny Seaman right side. Looking for options. Pulls it back out. Comes off of the screen. Wants a deep three from straight away. Hits it. Danny Seaman from Fly Creek. Hits that shot, and a timeout is taken by Union Springs. It's 53-45. That was backed by the Visions logo at midcourt. 3:25 to go. Union Springs 53, Coop 45. We'll be back on CDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, the Cooperstown faithful are alive here with 3:25 left. Union Springs 53, Cooperstown 45. A heck of a battle here in the New York State regional round for Class C girls. Live from the Binghamton Arena, Nate Lowe will take you the rest of the way here on CDO. Glad to have you along. This has turned into a real good one in the second half. Here is Kaylee Callett, a Division I commit to Loyola for Union Springs. Takes it to the interior and scores. And she has just been phenomenal. When they need a bucket, she's been able to get it. Union Springs 55, Coop 45, and then a turnover here by Olivia Murdoch. And will that stop the mojo for the Hawkeyes? We'll see. With 3:05 left, Wolves will get the ball back. They'll work it in to Kaylee Callett up near midcourt. Passing one to the near side. Callett comes off of a screen on the baseline. Dishing one over for Danielle Waldron. Up off the glass, no. A rebound is tipped back out and scooped up by Rory Nealon. And then a block at midcourt. And sacrificing the body there was Ella Johnson. But it'll stay with Cooperstown. With 2:50 left. Union Springs 55, Cooperstown 45. Megan Niles doing the inbounding. To Brenna Seaman, tipped through her hands, and Waldron took it away. And now we got a foul on Cooperstown. No matter how this ends up, this has turned into a whale of a game in the second half. Got to give Coop a lot of credit for coming back with 2:45 left. Union Springs leading by 10. It seems comfortable yet uncomfortable. Right side of the floor now for Kaylee Callett. Into the paint, dishing down low for Jennifer Dom, who finishes the freshman off the bench with a big bucket to make it 57-45 with 2:25 left. Coop in the backcourt. Nealon across midcourt now. Floats one to the high post for Brenna Seaman. Little baseline drive for Seaman. Her pull-up jumper, no. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Hawkeyes. They're in the orange and black. Union Springs in the white with the purple trim. And a timeout's going to be taken by Coach Niles. With 2:17 left, Union Springs 57, Coop 45. Don't turn that dial. Stay tuned to WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
What a battle here today at the arena. Kaylee Callett with 20 points to lead Union Springs, 24 for Danny Seaman. A valiant comeback here in the second half for Coop, but the last couple of possessions have belonged to the Wolves. And they, as they try to hold on here, Rory Nealon with a three on the right side. Hit the front of the rim, went long. Madison Callett will pull it down. And Kaylee Callett will walk it down the floor here, setting up shop with 2 minutes left. Union Springs trying to punch their tickets to the Final Four. Right side of the floor now, working it off for the Wolves. Kaylee Callett back to the top of the key, to the left side. She'll shovel one over, looking for Ella Johnson. Johnson into the paint, the floater, no. Rebound for Jennifer Daum, and she's fouled from behind. Daum with some big minutes, the freshman off the bench. Daum's going to go over and have a quick word with Andy Callett here as she steps to the line. You know, Peyton Gilbert's been out only 5 points so far here today. As she's been on the bench for most of the second half with maybe some sort of injury, but it's been role players off the bench, stepping up, getting the job done. Daum hits the first shot. She's got five. It's 58-45 with a minute 45 left. Daum, second shot, got it. Daum's got 6 points. No, no basket. Violation. And Coop's going to get it back. Violation on the shooter with 1:45 left. Union Springs 58, Cooperstown 45. And Coop will look to get it in. And in the backcourt, down the floor they come. Rory Nealon steps through. A little up and under. We got a foul on Union Springs, I believe, with 1:38 left. Yeah, it's going to be a foul on Daum. Her first and the team's fourth. This is going to put Rory Nealon at the line. Boy, it's been a fun day. Three games in a row. The Oxford girls winning our first game, which started at noon. Nealon's first shot at the line, no good here. SK boys lost in the second game before this third game here between Union Springs and Cooperstown. Dodgeville boys will be taking on Moravia at 5:15. We won't be carrying that game. Nealon gets the second shot to go. You can listen to that game on ESPN Ithaca. I know they do stream online, or you can watch it on the NFHS Network. I believe that's the game our good friend Greg Davey might be on the call for the NFHS Network. I know he got the call out of retirement to step in and announce one of the games today. 1:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Union Springs 58, Cooperstown 46. A great pass from Callett to Daum, and she finishes. And Daum is up to 7 points now, and it's 60-46. Nealon to the interior for Claire Jensen, through her hands and out of bounds. And Union Springs can almost smell it now. A timeout's going to be taken by the Wolves. So we'll step away with 1:05 to go. Cooperstown girls trailing here at the arena, 60-46. We'll see in a minute on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Again, Union Springs girls leading Cooperstown 60-46 with 105 left here in the fourth quarter from the Binghamton Arena. More special sponsors today, including Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Oxford and Sydney, Chapman's Apple Orchard of Oxford, JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, and Mirabito Gresham Insurance. So big thank you to all our sponsors, and I know many of them will be supporting us as we'll go to the Final Four next week to broadcast that Oxford girls game on Saturday morning. I believe Oxford girls are going to be the only local team left that we have, but I'm sure I'll be up there at the Final Four, getting my Twitter fingers ready, doing anything else I can to support any of our Section 4 teams that might be up there or Section 3 teams that we follow. Union Springs will be there. Maybe I'll get to go tweet a few of their games. 44 seconds left. Those games will be played at Hudson Valley Community College in Troy next Saturday and Sunday. Some of those games do start Friday with some of the bigger classes. But the C and D's this year will be on Saturday and Sunday. Wolves with the basketball. Kaylee Callett for three in the corner, in and out, and a rebound for Savannah Kirkby. The end of a great career here for Danny Seaman. I know her favorite sport is softball, but she put this Cooperstown team on her back this year. Again, an 0-3 start. Nobody in the world gave this team a chance to get to the regional round, as she is fouled at the high post. I know she'll probably play college softball, but if she gets a chance to play at the next level, much like her older sister, Piper Seaman, who plays at Hamilton College, could probably see Danny at a place like that. Very smart student as well. Wherever she ends up and whatever she plays, she's going to be a help to that team. Missed shot here by Danny Seaman with 20 seconds left, and Union Springs up 60-46. I'm excited to watch her this spring, that's for sure, as Coop will be a heck of a softball team once again. Danny gets the second one to go, 25 today, despite having a D1 guard trailing her around in Kaylee Callett. 60-47 with 10 seconds left. The Wolves are going to walk this one out. Union Springs is going to advance to the Final Four in Hudson Valley. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have our post-game show coming up as Union Springs advances to the Final Four. A heck of a season for Cooperstown comes to a close here on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your friends at Mirabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Mirabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Mirabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Mirabito Gresham work for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time to wrap up our final broadcast of the day. Union Springs girls win 60-47 over Cooperstown. Heck of a season for the Hawkeyes. As Union Springs celebrating with their trophy, they'll move on to the Final Four next weekend. Let's go through our scoring summary. 25 points, that's a game high for Danny Seaman for Cooperstown. 9 for Brenna Seaman, 7 for Rory Nealon, 4 for Claire Jensen, and 2 for Megan Niles. As we take a look, Rory Nealon did finish with 12 rebounds today. Danny Seaman had 5 rebounds. And in terms of assists, Tori France, Rory Nealon, and Brenna Seaman with 3 assists each here for Cooperstown. On the other side for Union Springs, a very balanced scoring summary today. Kaylee Callett with 20 points at the team high. 14 for Danielle Waldron, 10 for Ella Johnson, 7 for Jennifer Dahm, 5 for Peyton Gilbert. And in terms of the extra stats there, Kaylee Callett, 3 rebounds, 3 steals, and ends up with 8 assists on the day. She really just shares the basketball so well. Madison Callett with 4 steals on the day. Danielle Waldron finishes up with 7 rebounds and 3 steals. Peyton Gilbert finishes with 11 rebounds for Union Springs. And Jennifer Dahm, in limited minutes off the bench, 6 rebounds. Ella Johnson with 3 assists for the Union Springs Wolves. All right, that's going to wrap up our broadcast, except we do have our 3 awards. How can we forget our 3 awards? Now, okay, normally what we do is the team in our coverage area will get all 3 awards if they're playing someone from out of our coverage area. I know Union Springs very well. A couple of these girls are going to be playing with my travel team, so I feel comfortable giving out awards to both teams here today because I think they certainly deserve it. So let's start with our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award brought to you by NBT Bank, always supporting local high school sports here on WCDO. And for more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. I'll go Danny Seaman from Cooperstown today. She scores the 25 points. I thought she was really tremendous, and she gets the job done for Cooperstown. Wraps up a tremendous career and still has a lot of softball ahead in her life. Not only this spring for Cooperstown, but in the future at college as well. Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. They wish our local teams success this season. I am going to give this to another Cooperstown player, as I thought Brenna Seaman was tremendous today off the bench. 9 points for Brenna. She did a really nice job today, so we will give Brenna Seaman our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season. Is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I got to give this one to Kaylee Callett. She was tremendous. And when Coop was making that run towards the end, and they needed to get a bucket, I can remember 3 different occasions where she drove to the hoop, found a way to get a bucket, and scored. So we'll give her our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight. Big thank you to Hannah Bonskowski. She was our stat keeper today for all 3 games. And also a big thank you to Craig Stevens and to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Everyone says, oh, Nate, you spent all day there. You had 3 games in a row. How'd you do it? Well, it's the guys back at the station that do all the work, pressing all the buttons, doing the hard stuff. They give up a lot of time with their family and friends to be at the station to help me out, to do these games, to bring them to you. So a big thank you to Jim and Craig back at the station. And Jim will be with me and Craig will be with me as we get you set for next week. We'll be following the Oxford girls on Saturday to the state Final Four. If you want to watch this Dodgeville-Moravia game, you can listen on ESPN Ithaca or watch on the NFHS Network. That'll wrap it up from the arena today for us here from WCDO Sports, and we'll see you next time. Have a great rest of your weekend. This is Nate Wall signing off on WCDO.
The Tri-County's local sports leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.